This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 2 weeks after a dam breach caused massive flooding in South Ukraine, a village in the region shows the evidence of the scale of the destruction. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The collapse of the dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across southern Ukraine and Russian-occupied parts of the Kherson region, destroying homes and cutting off supplies. Locals in Pavlo-Marianivka say that farmlands were completely flooded, with several thousand acres of barley, sunflower and other crops destroyed. There's no gas or running water in the village. Authorities have fixed the power supply, but people are afraid to turn it on because the houses remain wet.
Reuters' Edward Barron. AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst reports the U.S. Justice Department has reached a plea deal with Hunter Biden.
President's son, Hunter Biden, after a long-running federal investigation, has entered into an agreement with prosecutors on tax and gun charges that will likely spare him jail time. The deal calls for him to plead guilty on two misdemeanor tax counts and allows him to avoid prosecution on a felony gun charge if he sticks by a set of conditions that will be set by prosecutors.
That's Reuters' Lindsay Whitehurst reporting. Counterterrorism experts say that Africa is now the world's terrorism hotspot, with half of the victims killed last year in sub-Saharan Africa. But they say Al-Qaeda and Islamic State affiliates remain widespread and active. International police agency Interpol also said during a panel discussion at the UN Tuesday that terrorism linked to extreme right-wing ideology increased an estimated 50-fold over the past decade, particularly in Europe, North America, and parts of the Asia Pacific. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says it's overestimated the value of its weapons it has sent to Ukraine by $6.2 billion over the past 2 years, resulting in a surplus that will be used for future security packages. The total surplus is about double early estimates. The Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says that a detailed review of the accounting error found that the military services used replacement cost rather than the book value of equipment that was pulled from Pentagon stocks and sent to Ukraine. As a result, the department has additional money to use to support Ukraine as it pursues its counteroffensive against Russia. A grisly prison riot in Honduras has left dozens of women dead. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Honduran authorities are blaming prisoners linked to the Mara street gangs for a riot that left at least 41 women dead. Most victims were burned, but there were also reports of inmates shot at the prison in Tamara, about 30 miles northwest of the Honduran capital of Tegucigalpa. At least seven female inmates were treated at a hospital for gunshot and knife wounds. Honduran President Xiomara Castro said the riot was planned by Maras with the knowledge and acquiescence of security authorities. Castro is vowing he will take drastic actions. I'm Norman Hall.
Former New York City police officer and two other men have been convicted of a Chinese pressure campaign on American soil to bully expatriates into returning home. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
Federal trial was the first to result from a spate of U.S. prosecutions scrutinizing China's Operation Fox Hunt, a nearly decade-old initiative that Beijing characterizes as a pursuit of fugitives. China has denied trying to force repatriations through intimidation. Michael McMahon, the former NYPD officer turned PI who was convicted, said if he had known China was hiring him, he would have told the FBI. The Justice Department has been complaining about what they say is illegal activity by the Chinese government. In April, two people were charged with running an undeclared Chinese police station in Lower Manhattan. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reassigned its chief medical officer after the in-custody death of an 8-year-old girl whose mother's pleas for an ambulance were ignored despite high fever and other ailments. CBP commended Dr. David Tarantino for his service, but signaled it was time for change. And Adiz Dene Reyes Alvarez was moved with family to a Border Protection station in Texas after being diagnosed with the flu until she died on her ninth day in custody on May 17th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.